But why am I criticized for something I'm grateful for? He asked. I myself give thanks to God for elevating me above the Jews, protecting me from harm. But the Gentiles, ignorant of my high moral standards, might assume the worst. They could say, these Christians are adopting our customs. They're hypocrites, claiming to despise our gods but attending their feasts. What could be more illogical? We deduce that they converted not for truth, but for ambition and power. How absurd would it be if the blessings I'm thankful for became a cause for criticism? Even as it is, you might say, the Gentile will make these claims when they see me not scrutinizing. Not at all. Not everything is laden with sacrifices to idols to make them suspicious. And you don't consume these offerings, considering them as such. So don't be excessively cautious, but also don't partake if someone claims it to be an idol sacrifice. For Christ has granted you grace and placed you above harm so you wouldn't face censure. The things you're thankful for should not cause others to blaspheme. Wait, why don't I tell the Gentile, I eat and endure no harm, and I don't do this out of sympathy for your gods? Because even if you repeat it 10,000 times, you won't convince them due to their weak understanding and hostility. If your own brother isn't convinced by your words, the foe and the Gentile certainly won't be. If your brother is still concerned about the idol's sacrifice, how much more the unbeliever would be. And really, why should we go through so much trouble?